A woman charged with aggravated murder after allegedly drowning her 4-year-old son at Atwood Lake is now in the Tuscarawas County Jail. 40-year-old Ruth Miller of Millersburg was transferred from a mental health facility Monday. A bond hearing and preliminary hearing are scheduled Friday in New Philadelphia Municipal Court. Miller, her husband, and their children were camping at the lake August 23rd when she is accused of throwing the boy into the water and later driving into the lake on a golf cart carrying the 3 other children. The father, 45-year-old Marcus Miller, had earlier drowned while swimming during what was called an act of faith. Authorities say the woman was experiencing a mental health crisis. A federal grand jury has indicted 8 people on charges resulting from immigration and identity theft-related violations. The defendants were found at a Canton manufacturing facility August 6th. 4 of the defendants were previously removed from the United States, but were found in Ohio without consent from the U.S. Attorney General or the Secretary of Homeland Security. 7 are from Guatemala, while 1 is from El Salvador. They range in age from 21 to 55. The charges include illegal reentry of removed alien, false claim to U.S. citizenship, and misuse of Social Security number. An Alliance man is charged with rape and gross sexual imposition. 58-year-old Lawrence Rupp is accused of engaging in sexual conduct with a female child several times a week between 2001 and 2007, when the victim was between the ages of 5 and 11. Rupp did not enter a plea at arraignment Friday in Alliance Municipal Court. He was arrested Wednesday afternoon in the 400 block of South Linden Avenue. Bond was set at $100,000. Rupp will have a preliminary hearing Friday. Alliance City Council will see a proposal to study the establishment of an ambulance transport service. The issue has been discussed in the past, most recently in 2023. The Firefighters Union was in favor. The city opposed the idea, with Safety Service Director Mike Drager saying it would not be a significant revenue stream. Council will see an ordinance tonight authorizing the payment of up to $41,250 for an independent analysis of the cost to have the fire department provide EMS within the city. The Safety and Judiciary Committee approved a motion requesting the auditor seek proposals for an independent analysis of the cost. A man who reportedly was in the Tuscarawas River for an extended period was pulled from the water by Canal Fulton Lawrence Township firefighters. Passersby saw the man in the river and crews were called to the scene around 7:30 Sunday morning. Firefighters used a rope and a firefighter went into the water to pull him to safety. He was taken to a hospital. His condition was not available. Officials said with overnight low temperatures in the 50s, extended exposure to the water created a serious risk of hypothermia. They didn't say why the man was in the river. A woman is dead following a single vehicle crash in Portage County. The Highway Patrol says 32-year-old Tamara Fawner of Diamond was southbound on Route 44 in Ravenna Township Saturday morning. That's when her SUV went left of center and off the left side of the roadway, struck a mailbox, and drove into a ditch. The vehicle then hit a culvert and overturned into a utility pole. The wreck occurred between Lake Rockwell and Dolly Roads. Fawner died at the scene. The patrol says she was wearing her seatbelt. It's not known if alcohol or drugs were a factor in the crash. An investigation is underway. A Massillon man is jailed following a chase involving police in Columbiana County. Around 7:15 Sunday night, a sheriff's deputy and an East Liverpool police officer attempted to pull over a vehicle on State Route 39. It had been reported stolen. The driver, identified as 41-year-old Van Jones, was wanted on felony charges in Ohio, including robbery, strangulation, and intimidation of a witness. Jones had also reportedly made threats of suicide and homicide and was believed to be armed. He drove away and entered West Virginia on Route 30. Officers arrested Jones after the vehicle stopped near the Chester exit. He also faces charges in West Virginia, including bringing stolen property into the state, fleeing from an officer, and driving with a suspended license. Allegations of inappropriate behavior by members of the Ursuline High School football team have resulted in a federal civil rights lawsuit. They are accused of holding a student down, stripping him, and sexually assaulting him. The suit also alleges other students recorded video of the incident and posted it on social media. School officials are accused of not investigating the matter, failing to take any disciplinary action, and attempting a cover-up. The case filed today names the high school, its principal, assistant principal, several football coaches, students, and parents as defendants. The incident allegedly happened during a 9-day trip the team took in June. An inmate is dead after being stabbed at Youngstown's private prison. Police were called to the Northeast Ohio Correctional Center around 6:30 Sunday night. One inmate stabbed 2 inmates after he was released from his cell on a top tier. Police say he went to a room downstairs and was attacked by 4 other inmates. They stabbed him and he was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center. The man died of his injuries. The first 2 inmates were treated for their injuries at the hospital. The incident is under investigation by Youngstown Police and U.S. Marshals. One person was arrested in Warren after a man said he escaped a kidnapping attempt. WFMJ-TV reports the man told police he was standing at Main and First Streets Sunday when a man and woman drove up to him. The suspect reportedly began punching the victim while asking about a gun. He then put the victim in the trunk of the car and started driving. The victim said he used the inside release to open the trunk and roll out. He then went to a nearby church for help. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.